Monday morning, the 10th of September, the day my father was born in 1898. It's driving from home to the school, Eglantine School in Cork, driving down Church Hill, carrying on through various bits of traffic to come to take my daughter to school. She's in the back playing with a thing called a leap pad. And today is worth saying something about, because it's actually the very first day that she's going to go to a new person after school. I'm going to actually pick her up today after school, but I'm going to be picking her up and introducing her to another person who we'll call Rhonda. And Rhonda is going to be looking after Grace, picking her up from school in future at 2:30. And I'm going to be able to work because of this. So it's going to give me an extra, probably about 4 hours extra work per day that I wouldn't otherwise have got. So it's a very big day for me, to be selfish. And it's also a very big day for my daughter, Omani Dot, because she's going to be going to somebody's house. Now, she has been there before, which is at least one good thing, and I haven't. But she's met Rhonda, and I haven't. So she's actually going to be the one introducing me to Rhonda. So that's a bit like, well, yeah, that is life. That is normal life in the family. And then going on from that, there, you know, it's a cliche to say, you know, this is a very important day. It always is true to say this is a very important day, because you never actually know if you're going to have another one. It may well be the last day of your life. And, you know, this audioboo, I may never reach the end of it. I was brought up by my mother and father, but particularly my mother in this respect, because she was into particular quotations, to say, you never know the day nor the hour. You never know the day nor the hour. In other words, you can be taken away at any moment in time, so you live each moment as if it could be your last. And I'm just remembering this now. I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody about this before, but it is actually the way I was brought up. And it was so vivid in my mind as a child. So today, Grace is going to go to Rhonda. But that isn't until 2:30. And between now and 2:30, you never know what might happen. And just when I thought I'd finished saying anything at all, or wanted to say anything at all, the police. I round the brow of the hill, and there in front of me is a police person with a helmet on, a yellow reflective jacket and sort of boots, and a motorbike, and they've stopped a car. So on the back road out of Glanmire, which I take in order to avoid the traffic and come onto the Dunkettle roundabout from the side rather than the front, if you like, joining the Dublin road and trying to slip down the near side lane of traffic. The police have been out there. What on earth is a police person doing in that remote location at 8:05 in the morning on a Monday? It certainly is one way to keep you on your toes.